It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. State Senator Don Huffines filed legislation today to gut a group called Dallas County Schools. The agency provides transportation services to several North Texas school districts. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
Throughout a press conference introducing his legislation, State Senator Don Huffines repeatedly called Dallas County Schools a rogue bureaucracy. Huffines alleges the busing agency mismanaged millions of dollars. DCS has also been criticized over late pickup for students and reports that bus drivers were running red lights. Huffines says the agency is antiquated.
The time for reform is long since gone. The situation is very dire. Without legislative action, the collapse of DCS will pull the rug out from under students and schools, leaving them with a potentially costly and unexpected ill-timed transition to find another bus provider.
DCS runs buses for 12 North Texas school districts, including Dallas, Richardson, and Irving. Huffines' bill would replace DCS with what's called a dissolution committee. The committee would pay off the agency's debts and then shut it down by September of 2018. DCS officials say the proposed legislation would take away millions of dollars from public schools. At a press conference, DCS Superintendent Rick Sorrells defended his agency. 2,000 drivers work diligently to provide safe travel to 70,000 students.
We've been told it would be catastrophic for the children and for the school districts for us to simply disappear.
Sorrell says DCS is working on reducing expenses, and he has no plans to resign. He plans to meet next week with State Senator Royce West of Dallas to discuss the future of Dallas County schools. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
During his press conference about Dallas County schools this morning, State Senator Don Huffines apologized for a heated exchange with students from the Richardson School District. The Dallas Republican spoke yesterday with students about school vouchers, an effort that would give families state money to help pay for private schools. His comments were captured in a Facebook video.
My tone and approach yesterday were out of line, and I'm sorry for engaging in a heated debate with that group. However, I will not apologize for defending a policy that will benefit students, parents, and schools in the state of Texas.
Huffines met with students as part of Texas PTA Rally Day in Austin. And a key Republican lawmaker says school choice legislation is already dead in the Texas House this session. The bill would create ways to subsidize private school tuition with public tax dollars. The Texas Tribune's CEO Evan Smith pressed Representative Dan Huberty on the issue. The Houston Republican leads the House Public Education Committee.
I mean, you are in the no way, no how category from everything I'm hearing on school choice. There is nothing that they could do to get you to move off the stick on this. Dead, dead, dead.
You look.
Yes, yes, this is dead to you as an issue.
I believe so, yes.
School choice, also known as school vouchers, has been a top priority of other state Republican leaders, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. To ensure the security of the country, presidents regularly have to keep some information from the public. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Mary Graham of Harvard's Transparency Policy Project about how the digital age has changed the way modern presidents keep secrets.
I think we absolutely have to still have secret operations. Those are essential to intelligence gathering, essential to keeping the country safe. But the policies, it's in the president's interest to be open about policies, even if their operations have to be secret. President Obama found he couldn't keep secret the ground rules for cyber attacks, the ground rules for drone attacks, these digital age weapons. And unfortunately, it was then revealed via the media, and that meant that President Obama was on the defensive. He really had ceded leadership to his opponents and to the media about when and where that information would be revealed, and it was not in his political interest to have done that. So I think it's becoming increasingly difficult to keep secrets of any sort.
Mary Graham is the author of President's Secrets, The Use and Abuse of Hidden Power. This episode of Think Rears tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, why certain jobs that need filling tend to stay vacant. According to J.P. Morgan Chase, some 42,000 middle skills jobs in North Texas will remain unfilled this year. And next, those are trades like electrician or dental hygienist, things that require training after high school but not a four-year degree. As Courtney Collins reports, getting certified doesn't cost much or take much time, and the pay waiting on the other side can be hefty.
Nobody is born knowing how to check Freon. At the end of today's residential air conditioning class at Cedar Valley College, 15 guys will have it down.
Hands up!
Low Freon is a common issue on air conditioner repair calls, so the students in this class need to know how to diagnose it.
There's still air in this hose right here.
They're about halfway through a Tech 3 certification program. Once they finish that, they can jump right into employment as a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC, technician. Tim Mullis is ready to work.
I'm looking for the future. Money's not what it needs to be, so I want to make sure that I can provide for my own future.
Mullis, who's 40, already works for a home security company and says he earns a decent hourly wage. Saving for retirement, though, isn't something he's able to do.
When I'm old, I'd like to have enough money to do the things that I want to do, not just live check to check like most Americans nowadays.
With his HVAC certification, Mullis won't have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, at least according to instructor Chris Colquitt. Starting out, technicians take home about $15 an hour, with full benefits and lots of potential overtime. And he says pay raises happen fast.
I have some of my former students that are making $30, $35 an hour now.
Colquitt says HVAC techs with a few years under their belts can open their own businesses and make even more. And in a state like Texas, job security is a given.
7, 8, 9 months out of the year, we have to run our air conditioners in our homes, and if our air conditioner goes out, we're going to get it fixed on the same day that it goes out, most likely.
The work in these middle skills jobs is there, Colquitt says. The problem is there just aren't a lot of people training to do it.
There are so many job opportunities in this field, and it's so hard to find qualified technicians to fill the positions.
So what does that training cost? At Cedar Valley College, a Tech 3 certification for Dallas County residents will run about $2,800, spread out over 3 or 4 semesters. That's about 12 times cheaper than a 4-year degree from a public university in Texas, which adds up to a little more than $33,000. Working in IT, as a veterinary tech or electrician, for example, have similar training paths with similar price tags.
A little screwdriver or something to press that on your own.
A lot of the students at Cedar Valley are eligible for Pell Grants and scholarships that help knock down that tuition even more, and many of these guys work part-time while they're getting certified. 19-year-old Bryant Mills earns $10 an hour at Walmart. He says even jumping up to entry-level HVAC pay will change his life dramatically.
It'll make a whole lot of difference. I mean, I can spread it everywhere I want to spread it and take care of business if I can take care of business.
His first order of business? Moving out of his mom's place and into an apartment of his own. He loves the trade, learning the ins and outs of heating and cooling and working with his hands. He's equally excited about the financial stability that comes with it.
Like they say, money rules the world, so, I mean, it's a good option for some money.
Hopefully, money he can count on, 2 semesters from now, and for many years to come. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
And finally, a programming note. We'll have live NPR coverage of President Trump's address to Congress. That starts tonight at 8 here on KERA Radio. We'll also have live PBS NewsHour coverage on KERA TV. And you can watch, listen, and follow along as NPR reporters annotate the speech on KERANews.org. It all starts at 8 this evening. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of rain with a low around 50. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high in the mid-60s. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 77 in Fort Worth and Tyler, 71 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.